Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Rochelle McCluskey. Rochelle is the owner of Foodwise Kitchen in Arcata. Describe your business a little bit, because it's, to me, a little different than most businesses that have one function. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's a whole plant-based teaching kitchen. So I'm going to have all sorts of different types of classes there that just basically emphasize the value of plant food and incorporating them more in our diets and just how to use them better. And I do a lot of raw cakes, which is just whole food plant-based cakes that they're going to be in the stores here. Wild berries, they'll be on the shelves. Eureka Natural Foods. So just getting those out there, just wanting to get people more excited and incorporating plant foods more in their diet and being more creative around it besides just a salad.
Now, how did you end up with the location that you're at, and where is that?
Just keeping my ears and eyes open, and it's in Arcata on 8th Street in that building where there's a surf shop, and I'm right next door to like the Mexican market for Grosso's Mexican Market, kind of across from the co-op.
And then above you is
senior affordable housing.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, that's originally was developed for affordable housing, and that's really what it's there for. And then there's commercial below, and I'm one of those buildings, but one of those spaces below.
Great.
It's a beautiful space. So.
And now, how did you get involved in food? Did you have an academic background in that, or did you get turned on by family members who cooked?
Well, I've always loved to be in the kitchen. My dad is a big cook, and so I was always in the kitchen with him and kind of inspired by him, but he always used lots of great ingredients, but not plant-based ingredients, you know, just quality ingredients, but the butters and the dairies and all those things. And I just, you know, in getting older and experiencing my own feelings about how I'm eating and knowing more about my body, I started exploring more into the plant-based lifestyle. And I actually went to Living Light Culinary School in Fort Bragg did their whole program. I did their dessert program, and I went through their associate chef and instructor training program. It was amazing. Oh. It really opened my eyes. I was probably the only one there that was fresh and new to the whole idea of like raw living foods. And it was amazing. And ever since, it's been a couple years, and ever since then I've been kind of just recipe developing and creating new things and sharing all my skills I've already had in the kitchen and then bringing better ingredients.
Okay. And you do a lot with desserts.
A lot.
How did you get kind of focused on a lot of desserts?
Well, I love desserts and they just don't make me feel good. So I started looking into ways to make them with real whole foods and getting rid of the sugar, which is huge, and the dairy and just things that just weren't reacting very well with me and probably a lot of people. And there's no gluten in any of the stuff I make. I just use real good, clean foods. And it turns out, and actually most of the time when I have people try them, I don't tell them that it's all these things, because the idea of vegan could turn people off. So I'm just like, try it. And
They're already going to have a preconceived notion. I don't do vegan, you know?
Yeah. So I have them try it, and it's gone over really well.
Great. And did you like make wedding cakes, or did you make things for people's events, or how did you kind of decide to move into the professional end of things?
I have made a wedding cake. I was doing a lot of like personal orders for events, just people that were already aware and wanting to eat that way. And now I'm getting my stuff out there to, you know, the general public and the stores and just people that starting to know that I'm out there and these things are available.
Now tell me about some of the cooking classes that you're doing there at your location.
I'm doing every Sunday, I'm doing a whole food meal prep. So I do a lot of raw stuff. I do a lot of sauces, you know, that you can incorporate in other meals. I use all good organic plant food, and I just make it outside of the salad, you know, that's just in the
And if I were signing up for this, what would I expect?
You would expect to get some menus, some inspiration on how to recreate these vegetables in a different way. You'd be able to take home a couple of meals for the week, you know, from 2 to 4 people, depending on what you sign up for and the container size you get.
I notice more and more, like I have a niece who's in her early 30s, and there's been this whole growth of this industry where people do prep or include all the ingredients and ship them to you in a box. Mm-hmm. And then you get them delivered to your home and you pull all the ingredients out and you make dinner that night. Are you seeing that this is also happening here in Humboldt County, that people are just feeling pretty stressed and just want some help with how they can make their meals quicker?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the meal prep wasn't even in the original plan when I was in the space, but I've had so many people just come to me and say they want food and they want to figure out how to make good food and they don't even really know where to start. So the idea of having them actually come into the space and see me do it, most of the things are already prepared, so it's quick. I try to make it as simple as possible so that they have confidence to go do it on their own.
I wonder, too, about how many people have had the experience of living in a home where somebody is cooking that they're learning from. Like, they may have just missed that whole aspect of growing up.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, most people really don't even know where to start talking to people. They, besides going to the plant foods, they don't even really know what to start with. I mean, they have their core few things that they make, and outside of that, it's just kind of lost. So I can maybe reel it in and show them good ingredients, and that's maybe even a better place to start because they're not set in their ways where I use cream for my Alfredo or I use certain things. Like, this is how it turns out.
Can be resistant. Yeah.
They're not so resistant because maybe they could taste this and realize that it could be amazing with cashews.
Yeah. Those are some interesting ingredients that you use. Are there ingredients that you source locally for some of your things?
As many as I can. Like, I get all of my produce locally, everything that's in season. I mean, right now we're in a really good time and it's actually starting to slow down locally, but I get everything I can seasonally and locally. And for my cakes, I do source some things from Earth Circle Organics for my, like, cacao butter and the things that we can't really get locally. I get it clean and from a good, reputable source.
Sure, yeah. Now, one of the things that I think you also do is try to help people to keep from feeling like they have to own all these amazing kitchen devices that are amazing but very expensive and hard to learn how to use, and kind of keeping it simple in that way as well.
Yeah, I try to keep it as simple as possible and not make it overwhelming. I do have, you know, the Vitamix, which is a pretty popular home piece of equipment these days, but not everybody can use a Vitamix or can buy a Vitamix. So you could just use your regular blender and do a lot of these sauces. Soaking your nuts for longer helps so that you don't necessarily need a high-speed blender. There are certain textures you can't quite get if you don't use the high-speed blender, but I do try to give people other ideas if that's not a place that they want to go to right away.
Yeah, it's nice to have options of just getting the grater out and grating things by hand.
Just grate it, mix some things together, just soak your beans, you know, things like that. Do a little bit of prep, goes a long ways.
Now, tell me about just maybe one recipe that you make that you think is pretty unique. I think, you know, things with beets, I think, are, you know, very popular. They grow pretty well here. Is there something that you make with beets that might be of interest to people?
I just did a beet burger.
Beet burgers? Yeah. That sounds delicious.
And it turned out pretty amazing, and it's been pretty popular. And I did a raw sauce to go along with it, so like a barbecue sauce without the sugar. But the beet burger, it's pretty simple. Equal parts black beans to brown rice, and I just soak my beans overnight. Sometimes you can go a little bit more rice. You want to overcook it a little bit so it's sticky. I use like milled flax seeds, and I recommend kind of grinding them up yourself if you've got a coffee grinder at home. Just grind them up because you get more out of it from the whole seed rather than being milled and in the case for a long time. Mix that in with some of that barbecue sauce. You could use really any barbecue sauce, but I just like to recreate it so I'm not using the crazy sugars. And grate up your beets. You could roast them or boil them and mix it all together. Just squish it with your hands. And then I like to fry it with some olive oil on a pan.
Sounds
delicious.
And it's delicious.
Yeah,
you get a lot of good
flavor.
I might go try that.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Send you the recipe.
Well, this is Jennifer Bell, and I've had the pleasure of talking with Rochelle McCluskey, owner of Foodwise Kitchen in Arcata. Thank you so much, Rochelle.
Thank you.
Grapes and the cakes. Hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.